Remember that old Eddard saying, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise? Well, there's a lot of good common sense to that bit of philosophy, as I'm sure you'll all agree. Yet there are times when we like to stay up later than we know we should. And while we're at it, we're liable to eat and drink unwisely, too. All the more reason, then, that you should always keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, ready to help yourself to fast relief for the headaches and the minor stomach upsets which frequently follow such good times. So if you do not have a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home now, be sure to get one from your druggist before the weekend starts, because you may need the fast, friendly relief it offers before the weekend's over. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the report Squire Skimp received from a genealogical research bureau followed the general pattern of meager information the old fellows had received from the unknown man in Kansas City. However, it revealed that the foundling baby is the rightful heir, not to a kingdom, as Lum had imagined, but to a gold mine somewhere in the Black Hills of South Dakota. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the library section of their Jot'em Down store. Abner is just entering.
Well, morning, Abner.
Yeah, morning, Lum. What are you doing sitting there so interested?
Oh, just reading some books.
Books?
Yeah, books about gold mining and all such as that.
I know it's Lum. You ought to have saw little Charlie this morning. Elizabeth just got hopping mad at him.
She did, huh?
Oh, you know what he done?
No.
Whilst Elizabeth was busy hanging up some clothes, why, he crawled around the side of the house there and dug up some of her favorite flowers. Done it with a spoon she gave him to play with.
Well, I do
know. Oh, she was mad at him.
You ought to be reading some of these books, too, Abner.
Huh?
There's a lot of stuff in here we're going to have to know.
I have to know.
Yeah, about mining. Just listen to this, for instance. The process of removing gold particles from sand or gravel is called placer mining.
Uh-huh.
This is a simple form of washing out the metal in sluices.
Washing out? Is that what they do to gold, wash it?
That's what it says here.
Well, is gold dirty?
Well, natural. It's been sitting around in the sand and get dirt all over it.
Oh,
anything can get dirty that way.
Oh, sure, sure, that's right. Well, Lum, when we go to wherever the baby's mine's at then, well, maybe we ought to take Elizabeth along with us. She's awful good at washing out things.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
She orange good, too, but I don't reckon you'd have to orange.
Oh, of course not.
No.
Me and you don't want to waste our time doing woman's work, no way.
Oh, of course not. Well, I'll just tell her to bring her scrub board along with her.
Yeah, let me read you some more out of this.
Yeah, sure.
Extracting gold from rock formations is more complicated, its operation being carried on in a system of shafts, tunnels, and drifts.
Well, they must have a lot of snow there, then, all them drifts.
As the pure metal is associated with silica or quartz, the extraction of gold lodes or veins from rock is termed quartz mining.
Quartz mining?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I reckon it means they take the gold out of the mine by the quart.
Oh, sure. What's the matter with me? It's the ignorance. Well, reckon how many quarts a day we'll take out.
Oh, I don't know. 35 or 40, somewhere around there.
We will.
Yeah, a quart of gold ought to be worth at least $10.
$10?
That makes, let's see, 10 times 4, $400 right the first day.
Oh, my goodness, $400 in one day?
Yes, sir, and after we get things running right, we're more than likely start taking it out by the gallon instead of quarts. I don't know.
My doggies, a gallon of gold. That's what I'd love to get me, a whole gallon of gold.
Granny, I'm getting anxious to get up there to them Black Hills and start working that.
Oh, me too, me too.
Wish Squire would hurry up and get that lawyer for us and get everything settled.
Well, why do we have to wait for a lawyer, Lum? Let's just go on up there and take it over right now.
Well, we can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a lot of legal stuff that has to be straightened out first.
Why?
Well, according to that genealogy report that Squire got, that mean aunt of the baby claims the mine belongs to her.
Huh?
She claims she's the only living relate of Ms. Carteret.
Ms. who?
Carteret. The woman that owned the mine before she died. The baby's mama.
Oh, yeah, huh. Well, here, though, what about the baby, Lum? He's a living relay to her.
I know, but our lawyer has to prove that first, some way.
Prove it? Well, Lord me, Lum, he's living. Anybody could see that just the way he's digging up them flowers this morning. He's plumb alive.
Well, that ain't what I mean. You see, he was the son of Ms. Carteret's second marriage, the secret marriage to Mr. Guthrie. And they ain't found no court records proving the baby was born.
Well, he must have been born, Lionel.
Well, it's still got to be proved by a lawyer, though.
Well, let's call up Squire and see if he's got a hearing back from that lawyer yet.
Well, he couldn't have gotten a hearing yet. He just wrote the letter yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Doggies, I wish he'd hurry up. I want to get me a gallon of gold. Doggies, won't Elizabeth be surprised when she sees me come toting that thing home? She'll more likely think it's a gallon of molasses or something. I won't tell her no different. I'll just hand it to her. And she'll say, oh, my goodness, Abner, what heavy molasses these is. I won't say a word, though. And she'll take the kibber off and look inside. She'll say, Abner, these things is free as they're solid. Look there. See how they rattle in the bucket? Well, I won't say a word.
For goodness sakes, hash up that prittle-prattle.
Huh?
Body would think you was catched.
All right, Douglas, I know something else I'm going to do. I'm going to bring little Pearl home a pint of gold. See, when Elizabeth bakes pies, she always bakes a little pie for Pearl. That pint of gold will just tickle her to death.
Just a minute, Abner. You better not get yourself all steamed up with such big ideas, because that gold don't belong to me and you.
Huh?
Every cent that comes out of that mine belongs to the baby.
Huh?
He's the one that's inheriting it, not us.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
And we're going to see that nobody takes none of it away from him, neither. He's going to have all that money put away in some safe place.
Little miser.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Well, look, Lom, if we go up there and work the mine, why, we'll have to close a Jotum Down store, so what are we going to live on?
Oh, well, we'll get a little salary for running the mine, naturally.
We will, huh? About a gallon a week?
Something like that.
Doggies, we ought to get more than that, Lom. I'll be that little rascal stingy, you know it.
Why, he ain't no such a thing.
Well, he can afford to pay us more than that. I know he can. All them gallons he gets every day.
Answer the phone. That was our ring, I hope.
Yeah, just the same. I still think he ought to pay us a lot more than that. I'll say, hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library, Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yeah, Elizabeth. Bring home what? Flower seed. He dug up some more of them, huh? Well, keep him in the house or something, then. Well, you figure out what to do. I'm busy. Yeah, I'll bring the seed. All right, honey. Goodbye.
The baby pulled up some more of her flowers, huh?
Yeah. You know, I just been thinking, Mom. I don't believe it's a good thing for little Charlie to have all that money. He won't know what to do with it.
Well, don't worry. I know exactly what he's going to do with it. I've already studied it up.
You have, huh?
He's going to invest it in United States government war bonds.
War bonds?
Yes, sir. There's the safest one invest a fella can make. And it pays good interest, too.
Yeah, it's a good interest.
Every week he's going to buy more bonds, regular. That's the only way to save money.
Do it regular, huh?
Yes, sir. And on top of that, it'll help win the war.
Yeah, sure.
Little Lum will be right in there fighting them Axis snakes in the weeds just like everybody else.
Fighting them? That little baby?
Yeah. Only he'll be fighting them with dollars instead of guns, of course.
If
you can't get into the front line yourself, the next best thing is to buy bonds and stamps.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
idea.
That's the way every patriotic citizen can help beat the Axis.
Yeah, that's right, Lum, yeah. Of course, there's one thing about it, though, Lum. How's little Charlie going to crawl over to the post office and tell him that he wants 50 gallon worth of bonds? He can't talk.
I know that. I'm going to do it for him.
You are?
I'll guardeen his money for him.
Well, is that legal?
Of course it is. He's a minor, ain't he?
A minor?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait now, Lum. You're going too far with that baby. It's all right for him to own a mine, but now he's too young to actually be a miner and dig out the gold himself.
I don't mean that kind of a miner.
Has he got another mine of some kind?
Oh, for goodness sake.
What's his other than a coal mine?
No.
Brass mine?
He ain't got no mine except the gold mine. When I said he was a miner, I mean he was young.
A young miner?
Granny.
Well, he's more than just a young miner. He's a baby miner, Lum.
Abner, what I mean is that he's under 21 year old.
Anybody can tell that. He's a long ways under 21. Fact is, he ain't but around a year old, I reckon.
I know how old he is.
Lum, you don't realize he's just a little baby.
I know he's a baby, and that's exactly what I've been trying to explain to you. A baby is a miner. M-I-N-O-R, miner.
Well, you don't need to spell it out for me, Lum. I can spell. But I still don't believe it. That's the silliest one idea I ever heard in my whole... Now, wait a minute. Oh, I believe I see what you mean now.
Well, it's about time.
Why, sure. Why didn't I think of that myself? You sure now that's what he is?
Of course I'm sure.
He's sort of a genus, huh? Comes by it natural.
Well, sure, it's natural for him. He don't have to be.
That's all I want to know. Let me get to that telephone.
Well, just a minute here. What are you aiming on doing?
Doggy, this is my lucky day, I believe, Lon. Why, sure, that makes everything different. I'm just glad you found out about this, Lon, or I might never... Hello? Elizabeth? Yeah, this is your man, Abner. Yeah, listen, Elizabeth. You take little Charlie out and put him back in that flower bed. I know he will, but now you just let him do it. He knows what he's doing. Well, he ain't just digging up flowers. That's what I thought, too, but he's starting a new gold mine. Why, sure he is. Lom says that baby's a natural-born miner.
You know, friends, we Americans have always felt that we were the best-fed people in the world. But that may not be entirely true, for recent surveys indicate that many American diets do not furnish enough vitamins, particularly those of the B-complex group. Now, do you get enough B-complex vitamins in your daily diet to meet your requirements? Are you sure? Well, it will pay you to be sure, because in these busy times we're working harder, tiring out oftener, taxing nerves and digestion. Why, then, should you run the risk of vitamin B-complex deficiency and its consequences, especially now that it's so easy and economical to get your additional B vitamins the one-a-day way? One tablet a day is all you take. One tablet a day is all you pay for. Think how convenient and economical this is as compared with taking three or four capsules or tablets a day. Now you just take one-a-day brand B-complex tablet once a day, preferably right after breakfast, and the job's done. You can then forget about it, because each one-a-day B-complex tablet contains your full minimum daily requirements of all the B-complex vitamins where these requirements have been established. So for convenience and real economy, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. Just remember to buy the brand with the big one on the package.